This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, Lee Leachman. He is the CEO of Leachman Cattle of Colorado. Markets over 2,000 bulls per year and spoke recently at the Hemphill County, Texas Cattle Expo about AI.
So I go on Twitter. You have X or Twitter. You know what that is, right? Some of you know what it is. And there's a button on there called Gronk. Now, I don't know what Gronk is, but when you push it, it says artificial intelligence, right? So I asked Gronk, I said, what should ranchers know about artificial intelligence? And Gronk said, ranchers can leverage or utilize artificial intelligence to enhance efficiency, sustainability, and profitability in their operations. That's pretty cool. This is happy days are here. Happy days are here.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Lee Leachman is CEO of Leachman Cattle Company in Colorado. Talks about AI, artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence, real broad topic, because it refers to any time that you use computers or computer-controlled robots. What's robots? It's just a machine, right? That's all it means. I mean, they probably call your car in the broadest sense a robot, right? Because it carries you around. But robots to perform tasks that are traditionally associated with human intelligence, such as reasoning, learning, problem solving. It encompasses various techniques and algorithms that allow machines to mimic human cognitive functions and learn from data to make decisions or predictions, right? So, what would be an everyday example of that? One of them probably that a lot of people have experienced is the lane violation swerve in those cars now, right? That's like AI, right? Because the machine is doing what we would be doing, looking at the lines, but when we're not looking at them quite well enough, the machine says, hey, Lee, you're on the center line, get back in your lane, right? And so that's an example of artificial intelligence. It's not really, I mean, I remember when I was back in college and my roommate, he was studying computer science and he was saying, we're going to make machines think. And I was like, that's kind of hard to even imagine how that works, right? But if you think of it this way, we are processing information all the time, right? We're looking at all these different sources of information and then we're making decisions. And whether that's, whether I'm going to buy a bull in a sale or whether it's when I should market my calves or what vaccine should I use on that calf that looks sick in the pen, we're processing information. And the beauty is that machines process information way faster than us, right? Do you ever sit back and think, like you start to type something in Google, right? And all of a sudden, it's all there. Now, just think about what happens, right? You start to type a word, and it knows you well enough to anticipate what you're probably typing, and it starts to search the entire cloud, all this billions and billions of pieces of information to give you answers that are probably going to answer your question, right? And as we all know, if you ask the wrong question, you get really silly answers, right? And we've all experienced that. And so this artificial intelligence is the same way, right? It can answer good questions, but you have to figure out the question to ask it. So I tried to come up with some ideas. Some of these are real brain stretchers. Some of these are very applied and very practical on how artificial intelligence can impact us in the ranching business. Believe me, I mean, I've got like five examples up here, but there could as well, just as well been 50, okay? And you all probably know of some that you're thinking about using right now that are not on my list. This was not meant to be all encompassing. It's just to talk about the potential because I don't know about you, but when I first started thinking about it, I was like, I don't know how it's going to impact my business. I couldn't really figure it out. I couldn't really say, hey, what? I don't know, because we're already doing all the stuff we think we need to do, right? We're already doing all the stuff we think we need to do. But maybe artificial intelligence is going to help us do it a little bit easier.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods. and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Lee Leachman, CEO, Leachman Cattle of Colorado.
When will artificial intelligence help you on the ranch? I think two of the primary places are when you have too much information to analyze or you have too little labor to get something done. And those are very different situations, right? But they're both very real. When we get into the EPDs from Grandpa EPD. My 1-year-old hadn't come up with a name yet. I hope it's not Grandpa EPD. That'd be bad. I'd be Grandpa EPD the second or something. But yeah, that'd be bad. But you know, there is a lot of information out there, and how do you make sense out of it all, right? And anything we can sort of kind of make sense out of, the computer can make sense out of quicker and a little bit better, okay, if we train it, right? That's what we heard in the weather forecast, right? He was looking at all those lines. And if you're like me, you're looking at all those lines, you're like, that's messy. That's really messy. I'm not sure what that says, but the computer can make sense out of it. And that's one of the great things about artificial intelligence. And the second area is that when you need a machine to do a job that a human currently does. Now, that lane correction is kind of one of those deals, right? Like you get a little sleepy and that car's not going to stay in the lane quite as well and the machine helps you, right? And so it's just a simple example of how that works. Okay. So let's get practical here. Okay. What is the yield grade formula for? What is that for? What is the yield grade formula supposed to do? Yeah, it predicts this carcass and how much of it's fat and how much of it's meat and even how much of it's bone, right? And the better the yield grade is, the more muscle there's supposed to be. And it turns out as we're analyzing this formula that was built in the 1950s, it's not very good today. It's not very good at predicting that, okay? And so when we should just go make a new formula. So all we got to do is go into these packing plants and cut up some animals, right? But how many of you know how the fabrication floor is designed in these big plants, right? Do you know what it costs to get a fabrication on an animal in one of these major plants individually? The last quote I have was over $1,000 an animal. So it becomes almost impossible to get very much of that data. So now this is a place where artificial intelligence is going to help us. Because what we do is now we're starting to take cameras, and this work's being done at Texas Tech and other universities around the country now. We take a picture of a carcass. We then cut that carcass into pieces. We send it through a CAT scan. The CAT scan tells us exactly how much fat is in it and how much bone and how much muscle. That's interesting. So he says, where's the artificial intelligence? So now we can build what's called a neural network. Don't even worry about that. It's artificial intelligence. So basically, they can take pictures of that carcass and the cutout data on that carcass. They can do that, let's say, several hundred times. And they can use that several hundred times to teach the computer to basically fabricate 100,000 head. And we can use 100,000 head to do the formula for yield grade. Now, that's kind of crazy. But that's the kind of stuff that's happening, okay? And it's happening in all kinds of industries, right? I mean, you know, you're using it to predict how an airplane's going to fly. You're using it for all these different things, right? So in any case, that's something that it'll do. And then we'll eventually have a camera that will be able to predict the cutability and red meat yield on carcasses looking at them. And there's even technology now that's doing that on a live animal. So this is pretty cool stuff, and I think it's going to have a huge impact on our industry.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity. Or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Lee Leachman is CEO, Leachman Cattle of Colorado.
What about when there's too much data or too little labor? Okay, too much data on the ranch. You know, you'll be able to analyze more data than we can handle with artificial intelligence, okay? As an example, I'm going to show you an example a little bit later about a system that helps us feed cattle, right? And it's just too much information, right? You just can't look at all that. You can say, okay, in general, that pen came to the bunk too fast. They're a little too hungry. I got to bump their feed. But how do I do that on a day-by-day basis consistently? How do I know what's going on? How do I know when an animal's starting to evidence lameness, or an animal's just really walking slow, right? Obviously, when they get lame, we can tell them. But what if we could tell them a little before that? What if the machine could see things we see better than we see them? And I think that's kind of the way to think about artificial insemination. Artificial insemination. I slipped back into that. Oh, my goodness. I regressed. But so what about the labor? Well, you know, what's the biggest thing in these large feedlots? How do you get people that can pull sick cattle? This is a problem, okay? We're going to use machines, wearable things that cattle put on. We're going to use cameras. We're going to use artificial intelligence. I'm stuck on the insemination this afternoon. So we're going to use artificial intelligence to tell us which animals are getting sick, and we're going to be able to tell that sooner than we can tell it. There's a camera. It's called Cattle Eye. They put it in dairies. It sits on top of the chute when you walk through the line chute into the dairy. It can detect lameness in dairy cows 2 to 3 days prior to when a human can see it, because they start to move their spine differently, okay? Now, that's something we would see, but we can't see that well, and the machine sees it better, and that's what artificial intelligence is going to do. What about, like, this whole thing of connecting buyers and sellers? I'm really intrigued by this. I mean, you know, Superior is a great marketing thing, but when we go to sell beef, I'm increasingly convinced that consumers are going to buy more directly from ranchers, and they're going to try to find the right product, right? Now, you just think, well that isn't going to happen. Well, think Amazon, right? Like, that's Amazon, right? Like, anything we want to buy. I don't know if you can buy booze on Amazon. I was looking for IPA beer the other day. I couldn't find it. But other than that, I think you buy just about anything on Amazon, and it matches you up to what you want, and it funnels things to you, and it works. So I think we're going to be able to use artificial intelligence to identify customers, maybe for our feeder calves, maybe for beef, maybe for experiences on the ranch. It's just a way to take the many-to-many relationship and make it one-to-one, because it can sort out preferences and that sort of thing. So that's pretty cool. How are we going to use it? I think it's always good to put your money where your mouth is. We're looking at a couple things right now. We're looking at this red meat yield. We'd like to find the bulls that make the heaviest muscled carcasses and still grade really well on marbling, right? That would be great. I think that would be worth more money, and I think it's a trend in the industry if we look forward the next 10 years. So AI will train cameras and even radar systems and other systems to tell us which animals excel on that. I think the other thing is we make thousands of matings, right? Donald Brown and I, we make thousands of matings, and we make them the best we can, and we make them in a quite sophisticated way, but I think the computer could do them better. I think the computer could find types of matings that just on average are better. They have a better chance of winning, right? It's kind of like going back to Moneyball, if you saw that movie about baseball, right? You could see them, you could go scout the players, but when you analyze the statistics, that was sort of artificial intelligence. That was using a statistical model to learn what made the players better, and that gave you a better outcome. So it's that way as well. And then the most concrete one that I give, and then Donald, you're going to be ready, because we got to stay on program here, right? We're passing the ball off, and you're coming up. But to better feed, missing a slide. Okay, the slide that I'm missing is a slide that shows precision feedlots. And what this is a precision livestock makes a camera that sits on a pole and looks down into the bunk. And it does a couple of different things. It sees how much feed's in the bunk. It sees when the feed truck comes to feed. It sees how the animals move in the pen to come and eat. And based on that, it tells us how much to feed every animal, and also detects if animals are getting lame or sick, okay? It's just a simple example that we can all relate to, right? We could go call that feed. We can make that decision ourselves. We know we can do that, okay? But it's going to look at relative humidity and temperature and diet and weight of the animals and their speed of approaching the bunk and the feed that's in the bunk. Guess what? It's going to do that decision a little bit better than the average person that I'm going to put into that job. And that's going to save me labor. Okay? So real world example of how that works.
Lee Leachman, CEO, Leachman Cattle of Colorado on the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Stress at the farm level.
The suicide rate with our farmers is similar to our veterans, and it's stunningly and heartbreakingly high.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins recently at a Nebraska event discussing National Mental Health Awareness Month. She said on conversations with Veteran Affairs Secretary Douglas Collins on the matter.
He and I have talked about this. You'll be seeing more on this, and you'll be seeing us rolling things out.
Additional efforts in rural and farm-level mental health issues are being conducted through USDA, state, and local-level collaboration.
We've already put together with our incredible ag commissioners, really working to support the innovative ideas on some of the most important issues facing our farmers and ranchers, and this is certainly one of them.
With the Secretary encouraging submission of rural mental health models and resources from rural citizens and the farm sector. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.